same thing we do every night, Inky. Try to take over the world.
Take out the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Pinky and the Brain.
What's up, guys?
Hope you are well. In South Africa, it is warm. We are loving
the
weather.
Warm is an understatement. It is hot.
It is
like blazing hot.
It is so hot.
It's so hot.
It's amazing. Like, it's never been so amazing.
We're feeling how, you know, those rotisserie chickens feel like. They're just being cooked on either side.
It's not that dramatic.
I think we've been cooked.
It's a good heat. It's a nice heat.
I think aliens are cooking us.
Why would aliens be cooking us?
So that they can come and grab some snacks.
Who said that aliens eat humans?
We don't know. They might just probably.
True, we don't know, but we also don't know if they exist.
You know, on that, hey, segue, Demi Lovato has become like some big alien extraterrestrial, terrestrial, somewhat activist.
Okay.
So she's went on now to say statements like the term alien for extraterrestrials is disrespectful.
Oh my goodness. Like, so what should we call them? What should we call them? That they won't get offended.
So legit, she's become an activist for aliens.
Okay, but
now,
why do you become an activist and then start changing things? Like, they've always been called aliens. Why do you now want to be changing what it is?
Because it's hurtful to their feelings.
Okay, but who died and made her spokeswoman for the aliens or the extraterrestrials?
Hey, you want Demi Lovato to lose her mind? I don't know, like, what, like, led this on. But yeah, she even has a show now where she goes about like interviewing people who've had second encounters and all this. Yeah. But anyway, that's not our topic for the day.
That is not our topic for the day.
Not at all. I think we can introduce the topic after these tunes, after these tracks.
Yeah.
What is up?
Hello.
This is the movie show.
On your favorite ORSPS.
Yes, your favorite online radio station podcasting service.
That was in brackets. Active FM.
Yes. Yeah.
Please leave your message after the tone.
The gentleman,
the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. Yes. So he always talks about the Lady Moon. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Active FM Radio has never been better.
Those are some banger tunes.
Bangers.
Cool. So carrying on with the show, today we'll be talking about something quite interesting. Netflix and comedy.
Netflix and comedy.
Netflix and comedy. So recently, Dave Chappelle.
Comedian.
A comedian. An influential comedian.
A very funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's got jokes.
He's got jokes. Mm-hmm. He's full of jokes.
Funnies. Mm-hmm.
He's got the ha-has. You know, he makes people laugh. So he had a comedy special recently called The Closer on Netflix. Yeah, it sounds nice. It sounds nice. But apparently the the feedback has not been really nice.
It has not been good at all. Like, it's just literally been negative.
Yeah. So one of the things pretty much that people have become so emotionally charged over has been he spoke on matters of gender, which is a very hot and sensitive topic.
It is very hot and very sensitive, as hot as it is in Joburg.
Especially in this, the times we live in.
He just had to go there.
No, he had to. As a comedian, you want to step on people's toes.
You do. And also people give you the license until it's not funny anymore.
Up until it's not funny anymore for a specific group of people. Mm-hmm. So he went on to make statements, let me say, rather. Oof. One of them being, you know, gender is a fact, you know. That very line alone, like, made a lot of people in the LGBTQ ligbit community lose their minds. He went on also to defend J.K. Rowling, who's been known to say things like a trans woman is not really a woman. Mm. You know, a real woman is
ABC, EFG. He literally
went
there and declared that he was Team TERF.
Yes.
TERF. So now the acronym TERF means Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Because you'd think like a feminist stands for everything LGBTQ, let's say.
Yep.
But no, there's a new faction now where
very new faction.
They want to stand now for the rights of women. So, for example, J.K. Rowling has went against trans women competing in women's sports versus women who are, what do they call it, cis women, you know, a person who's born a woman and stays a woman.
You know, that cis word kind of like irritates me, just like Demi Lovato, you know, is busy fighting for what to call aliens. You know, they found us here, right? We didn't ask them to just call me a woman. I'm not a cis woman. I've always just been a woman. I don't want to be labeled. I don't need to be labeled. If something is not broken, don't fix it. Well, I've always been a girl. I don't want to be a cis girl or a cis woman or a cis lady. No, if you want to call yourself trans or bi or what else is there? Queer, You know, that's pansexual, asexual. There's so many.
There's a lot. It's, you know, if you look at it, the current mindset, or in big words term, the current zeitgeist, the current mindset of society is, if you really look at it, especially with the movements out, it's really less about the individual and more about the group.
Yeah.
So the push and move that's going on is kind of like grouping people into specific groups. And then basically there's like these specific groups, the specific privileges and all that stuff that other people, if you infringe upon, you cause a problem. So, for example, the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
It's not about the individuals, but that group.
Yeah.
Anybody who's not LGBTQ, they want to put them in a group as well. Which is kind of what's going on.
Can we just be left alone? Like, we're not...
So in that, Dave Chappelle has went on to say this, right? He also made a joke about how he fought a lesbian, he was in a fight with a lesbian woman. And he says that was a man he was fighting.
Oh my gosh.
Which is, I guess it's humorous to an extent. But like, yeah. But,
okay, wait. So was he fighting a lesbian as in a girl that likes other girls, or was he fighting a trans,
a lesbian,
which is now
woman.
A girl who used to be a guy, a lesbian? He was fighting a lesbian.
No, he was fighting a lesbian.
And he says that she was a man.
Yeah. I guess she was one of the more masculine lesbians.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me, because he said, right, that
it was a
trans... Okay,
that's fine
that he made that a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
But coming from the same guy who says that a trans spots, right, are not what they are supposed to be.
Yes, they're basically, I guess if I can add my own two cents here, they makeshifts. Yeah.
So now how can you say a girl that likes girls is basically
not the one
a man?
This specific one he fought with, or was in a fight.
Oh, okay, the specific one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But so some of the pushback you've been having is now from Netflix employees. So there's some Netflix employees in the LGBTQ community now who have been even like threatening some sort of protest action or walkouts actually, with this show being out. Which is actually crazy. But then it begs to question, like, okay, at what point do we draw the line with jokes?
Exactly.
Like,
at what point do we draw the line with
and
jokes?
And I think we don't know. I think as society in general, we don't know where the line is.
And I think it's not fair on the comedians, because we were all laughing about this 4 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden, the majority of the people are like, I don't think this is funny anymore.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but wait,
and
when
did
you switch
up? To follow in line.
Do you understand?
Like, yeah.
And now this guy gets burnt at the stake, which is not fair.
So it's crazy, because I remember I was even watching a video where a psychologist was speaking and mentioning all this stuff. Like, there are a lot of lines we don't know where to draw.
We really don't.
Like, for example, there was even a time when the Me Too movement was like big, right?
Yeah.
So these companies now wanted to put laws in place to basically deter any sort of sexual harassment, right?
Oh, yeah, where they were on some, you're not allowed to hug.
Yeah, you can't look at someone for more than how many seconds?
3 seconds. You're not allowed to look at somebody for three seconds. Otherwise, it's sexual harassment.
Yes.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. How are we supposed to have a conversation if I can't look at you for 3 seconds?
I gotta look away. I gotta be
every
counting.
3 seconds, it's like one, two. Ah, oh, flip. Wait, was that one or was that two? Like, you know? No, man.
So stuff like that. So, like, what constitutes, for example, because even like dress code, like, and all this stuff. So, okay, if you want to be controlling the kind of behavior in the office, you gotta control everything, like dress code and all that stuff. Because some things eventually charge that sort of behavior. So, like, if somebody were to come in the office in like a mini skirt and all this stuff.
Oh my goodness. Don't
do it. That could encourage, not that it should, that could encourage a specific kind of behavior. So where do we draw the line in these things, you know? So do we start putting measuring tapes? Okay, cool. What about makeup in the office?
What
is the point of makeup?
Once you start putting red tape, honestly, everything is going to be colored red.
True.
That's literally what we're going to end up with.
True. And I think it's the same now with comedy as well.
Exactly. But also, I feel like this guy, he was pushing it because he's the same guy in the same show that actually made jokes about R. Kelly abuse survivors. Like, how is that funny? How do you think somebody survived an abuse case and now you're going to make a joke out of it?
Yeah.
Like, that's low. That's low.
That's why I guess.
Even for a comedian, that's low. True, because there's a whole lot of stuff we can accept from comedians. Yeah. We really can.
Yeah.
That's why there's dark jokes, you know, dark humor.
Yeah.
We can laugh about it. But you as a person, you should also at least start, you know, kind of thinking a little.
You know, the thing is, how much of it is equally his fault as it is the audience's fault?
Because was the audience laughing? I don't think so.
I think people might
I'm
have
sure
laughed.
There was...
I think people laughed. Because, you know, for a comedian to make these jokes, usually comedians know their audience. Comedians are the people who are able to read the room. That's kind of like, I think, a skill comedians have. They can tell usually a lot of the times, unless it's like a flop.
No,
and
but
it's
sometimes
a bomb, like
yes, I do think that he could have flopped on this.
Even the interactions I've had with people. So he's probably made this joke before.
Then he needs new friends because his friends are the problem. His friends laughed at these dry jokes and then they encouraged him to go onto a stage and make these dry jokes. He needs new friends. That is the solution and that is the conclusion. Dave Chappelle needs new friends.
Ooh. You heard it here first, guys.
That's the solution. We need to get him new friends. But now the thing is, right, out of all of this backlash that he's been receiving, he's actually on some, so if this is what fame is, then I'm here for it. So he's actually...
He's riding the wave.
Yeah.
He's writing the cancel
wave. He's on some, whether it's bad press or it's good press, press is press.
Yeah.
So he's getting a whole lot of attention and he's here for it.
Because usually what other people would come out to do is all these apology, like an apology tweet, apology video.
He's not about that. He is not apologizing to nobody.
He's a menace to society.
He's not apologizing to nobody. So now the thing is, right, so these Netflix employees, even if they do walk out, even if they don't show up to work for 3 months, right, and they get fired because, I mean, you're not showing up to work, the show is still going to be out there.
Yes, true.
Because even if Netflix takes it down, there's all of these pirating sites.
There's
people who have it on their laptops already. There's literally pieces and parts of this video that has been recorded that cannot ever be deleted, you know. So,
and, you know, I guess, I don't know if I'm... Like, I don't know, like, it's just something I wanted to point out. Like, I think even these people who want to do the walkout, something tells me it's like a really small subset of the Netflix group, of the Netflix employee group. So I doubt it would even be really that impactful.
And I'm going to throw my toys out the cart if Netflix actually does something about it. Because remember when there was that movie mocking Jesus and Jesus was drunk?
Yeah.
A whole lot of, Netflix watchers that were Christians actually canceled their subscriptions.
Yeah.
Did Netflix care? No. So, if a good five trans, even cuties, people were upset over cuties. Did Netflix care? No. So, if 6 trans people, men, women, because you can be men or women if you trans,
watch
right?
Watch your words. better say your next set of words wisely.
Okay, you can be... you're a guy, right? I'm a girl. I can be trans and you can be trans, right?
How dare you assume my gender?
You know what? As I was saying, if 6 trans people, right, walk out.
Yeah.
And Netflix actually does something... No, we need to cancel Netflix
at this
completely.
Point,
then Dave Chappelle is not the problem. Netflix is the problem.
They've been given more power because they are the oppressed groups.
Who's oppressing them, though? I'm not
society, apparently.
Society is not even oppressing them.
Apparently.
Society is on some, okay, can you chill? Leave me alone. I'm not bothering you. Don't bother me. Oh, so now you're not bothering me because you're straight and I'm trans. That's literally how it is. That's literally how it is.
Discrimination.
Oh, you guys aren't talking about us enough because we're... lesbians or gay or bi or whatever. It's like you can never ever please anyone.
Very
anyone.
True.
And this is even for straight people.
Yeah.
Even for cis people. You can't.
These labels just keep coming.
Labels.
They keep coming.
I'm really not trying. Can I just, okay, these humans, because I'm not trying to label people. People are people, you know? People are people at the end of the day. We all have the same skeleton. We all bleed red blood, you know?
How dare you discriminate against the blue-blooded?
Nobody has blue blood. Nobody has blue blood.
So on that, hey, I think it's one of those things. I think we come to a vote.
Voting time.
Was Dave the Chappelle in the wrong here?
Was Dave Chappelle in the wrong? There's two things. So the first was for saying that a guy is a guy and a girl is a girl.
Gender is a fact.
Gender is a fact. Was he wrong for saying gender is a fact, Besten?
Goodbye. My social life
has officially been cancelled.
I think I too will be cancelled
yeah. Because I say gender is gender because gender is a fact, because it is what it is. You get what I'm saying? In a very inclusive sense, I will say this, right? So if you are a girl, you're a girl. That's your gender. If you are a boy, you're a boy. That's your gender. Whether you...
That's not how it works anymore, hey?
No. Listen, I'm including them. So if you...
Identify.
I can't even bring myself to say it. If you identify as a girl or a boy, that is your gender. But when you come here and you tell me you're non-binary and you don't have a gender and you're just an it or they or them, that's where you lose me, honestly.
This discrimination, Naomi, you are the problem.
It's not discrimination. You know what? You were cancelled. I was cancelled as well. Moving on to the next vote. The joke he made about R. Kelly abuse survivors.
Some joke he made earlier on, but definitely no. I think he went a bit too far on that one. I agree. He went a bit too far.
Okay, the next vote I want to know, right, is do you think Netflix should do something about it?
No.
No.
Yes. I think if they do something about it, we're getting into a very scary place of where we start to control speech.
True.
And that's scary.
True.
Because that's just a stepping stone to legislating controlling speech.
Exactly.
And that's even scarier now.
Oh my gosh.
So I would say no. Because the whole concept of free speech and
freedom of speech.
Because even in free speech, it eventually becomes offensive. You know, for you to even speak with somebody, you gotta be willing to offend them, let me say. Even if like interviewing somebody, you're having a discussion, a debate. You get what I'm saying? You gotta be willing to, cause of your free speech. So now if for the sake of not offending a group, you get what I'm saying? Now we start, no, we can't have this show because it offends a certain group.
Yeah.
You know, that'll cause like some dumpster fire or a whole bunch of groups will now pop up. Hey, I don't like this show.
Exactly.
I don't like that show.
Exactly.
I don't like this show. And then we have no shows on Netflix.
Basically, everything's going to be canceled because you can't make everyone happy.
Yeah. So I don't think they should do anything about it.
Okay. Maybe just give him like a verbal warning, you know, to be like, okay, you can't be that dramatic. You can be funny. You can make jokes. You can jab at people.
Even that alone is still kind of edging it too far on controlling speech.
I don't think that they should leave him as is, because the problem is he doesn't know where to cross the line. He doesn't know where the line stops.
I think he does, for the fact that he can purposefully goes over
it. That's a problem.
He's a comedian.
Because he shouldn't be allowed to say, you see, there are things that, yes, can be funny, right? And can be. But there are things where everybody knows this is wrong. Everybody knows this is wrong.
Yeah.
And that was the whole abuse joke. Everybody knows.
Yeah, you know, I think even as a part two-ish, I kind of want to go into this joke exactly to hear what exactly he said.
Okay, so we will end the show right here, right now. And on next week's show, we're going to go into the joke.
Yeah. Because people can be emotional.
People
and
can
very
be emotional.
Sensational.
And very sensational.
Yeah. Mm. But that's it, folks.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We will catch you on next week's show.
Peace.
Bye.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
So grateful.